We end up on our face. What happened? We didn't go get any help. We didn't go to the throne. Amen. I appreciate the good singing this morning. Thank you so much. I feel led to go to the text that the Lord's laid on my heart today already in Genesis chapter number 5. Genesis chapter number 5, and I'll be preaching in chapter 6 as well. I want to preach on a thought today. It's a question. Can man walk with God in these days? Knowing everything that's going on in America, and not only America, in the world. Can a Christian still walk with God in these days? Now, I understand we already know the answer to that. It's the Lord still God has the same power and the same grace and the same strength to give us what we need. But I want to notice in Genesis 5, look at verse number 22. And I'm sure you're familiar with this text and this individual, or these two individuals. But yet, let's look at them this morning and just revisit. I believe Brother Raymond preached on Noah this morning. He taught on Noah this morning. And so I told him we was going to tag team today. Bible says, let's read verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Notice verse number 22. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, we know this story. You say, preacher, do you believe that's actual? You know, his son lived 969 years. You say, preacher, you actually believe this happens? Well, you got to remember that men's ages begin to dwindle after the flood. After the flood, it's 3 score and 10, by reason of strength, 4 score. Average lifespan, according to the Word of God, is 70 or 80 years. That's average. Brother Caldwell, that pastored churches in Woodruff for many, many years, I don't know if he's still living or not, but I'd done a funeral too with him. He'd always say this. Of course, nobody gets the newspaper anymore, but he'd say every morning, I get the newspaper. And he said, I look at the obituaries, and he said, I add up every age on it. Everybody's on it. He adds up their age, then he divides it by the number. He said, every day the average is between 70 and 80. God's Word. I mean, he didn't have to do that, tell me, but what about that? But before the flood, men live longer. Of course, the curse that lived forever had Adam not eaten the forbidden fruit. If had Adam not sinned, man would never die. He brought sin to the world. He brought death. Sin brings death. Adam brought that too. Was all born in sin, by sin, and needed a Savior. But anyway, before the flood, men lived, they lived longer. This is actual years. You'll never convince me otherwise. Don't even try. But we understand that Enoch was one of two men that didn't die. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And we know Elijah is the next one that went up in a whirlwind of fire, in a chariot of fire. He went up. And folks, Enoch here is a picture of the rapture. He's a picture of the church. He was walking with God, and all of a sudden, boom, he's gone. That's exactly how the rapture's going to be. Enoch walked with God, and he was not. I mean, he's walking with God, living his life for the Lord, and next thing you know, he vanishes. He was not. He was, then he was not. And you know the song, we have astronauts, cosmonauts, and we're going to be one day was nots. And you understand that that happened before the judgment of God fell and the flood destroyed the whole earth. That happened right before that. So listen to me. We understand that Enoch's a picture of the church that was raptured out before judgment. Maybe a picture of the tribulation. Now we have Noah. He's a picture of Israel. Enoch's a picture of the church raptured out before the judgment of God. I'm pre-tribulation. Preacher, I believe we'll be here for the first half. Let me tell you something. If you're here for the first half of the tribulation, go ahead and pack your lunch. You're going to be here for the next half. Amen. The church is out of here. God hadn't appointed us to wrath, but obtained mercy. Amen. We're not going to see that wrath. Our sin wrath was put on Christ. But the sins of the world. But now, as when Enoch was not, just a few years later, we find out Noah comes on the scene, and the Bible says in chapter 6, verse number 9, that he walked with God. Noah walked with God in the most wicked days that they were. Folks, we could read, and I'll get to that if the Lord let me, how wicked and vile and ungodly it repented God that he'd even made man. Now, that don't mean God said he made a mistake making man, but the free will he gave them, they chose not to follow him. See, Noah was in the minority in the last day. You get a hold of that now. Noah was in the minority in the last day. Eight people, he, his wife, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and their wives. That's it. Because they believed God. Noah believed God. Hey, he didn't understand why he was building all that. He didn't, but he obeyed God, walked with God. You know what? Hey, Noah is a picture of Israel. As the nation, they didn't get raptured out, but God spares them through judgment. God protects them through judgment. Just like Israel, they're rejecting Christ even to this day as a whole. Now, I know there's some Jews that are saved, but as a nation, they are rejecting Christ right now. Don't mention Jesus to them. They're still waiting on their Messiah. They don't accept Christ. I believe I preached some of that the other day. However, they are the apple of God's eye. He gives them this second chance. And during the tribulation at the battle of Armageddon, they'll recognize Christ and that nation will be saved in the day. That's the picture of Noah and his family. There's the picture right there. And so now, God, they're going through this judgment, but God's taking care of them through it. There's a lot of applications that can be made there. An application of this, I'm not trying to destroy the interpretation, but I'm glad we're in Christ. The ark's a picture of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. They got in the ark. The only safety from this wicked world was to be inside that ark. Noah preached 120 years and they all rejected it. Can you imagine preaching 120 years and only getting your family in? Let me tell you something. Hey, we better be working to get our families in. Noah wasn't going through that without him. But he couldn't. He didn't win the world. He didn't win. And folks, he preached. He spread the gospel. And that's all he could do. The book of Peter said he was a preacher of righteousness. And they made fun of him. They rejected it. They laughed him to scorn until the first raindrop fell. But God had already shut that door. That's the picture of salvation. Hey, God is long-suffering. 120 years, he dealt with those people, and they kept turning to the devil, and the world got more wicked, laughed to scorn the gospel, and they died and all went to hell. They drowned right there. What are you saying, preacher? God got the final word in that. Let me tell you something. Just because God's wheels turn slow don't mean they stopped. It'll come to pass. It'll come to pass. And so therefore, I ask you today, are you in Christ? Hey, get this. When they built the ark, they put pitch in it. A sealant. I need more message. They put seal in it. What happened? Hey, the word, hey, nothing could get them. They stayed dry. They stayed sealed. They were in the ark and full of the Holy Ghost. That's right. We've been sealed by the Spirit of God until the day of redemption. Hey, if you're born again, enjoy your salvation. If you're in Christ, praise God. It's ugly out there, but we're in Christ. Ain't nothing that storm out there could do to us. That wicked, hey, we are in Christ, sealed by the Spirit of God. We don't have to walk around with our heads down, ashamed. We got the victory. We have victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're winners either way. Amen. Don't get me wrong. I'm hoping for a good outcome in the election, but I'm still in Christ. I'm still sealed by the Holy Ghost. He's still going to supply my need. Oh, that time in the water and in that ark, hey, God has supplied their need. He took care of their need and their family's need, and hey, provided for their things, that their livestock, took care of them. Amen. Provided for them. I mean, the world outside was going to pot. People going crazy. People acting like they didn't have any sense. Demonic. Hey, we might as well say it like it is. It's not just people that's crazy. There's people out there that's demonic, controlled by the devil. Amen. Satan has their life. They have sold their soul to Satan. Folks, hey, I don't mean to get off on this, and I know like I'm going to preach my message, but hey, you understand that I've heard interviews from rock bands that said, hey, how are you successful? Well, we sold our soul to the devil. We gave the devil our life, and he made us prosperous, not knowing they sealed their doom and be in the lake of fire for the rest of their life. You be careful how you hand yourself over to the devil. You be careful how you allow satanic things in your mind. I'm saved. I can't be possessed, but I can be oppressed. And so can you. A lot of things, hey, we'll go to the doctor and say, I need some medicine. And I'm not against, if you're sick, going to the doctor. I do that myself. But folks, some things, it's just the devil oppressing God's people. And he's possessing the ungodly, the unsaved. He's working in them and working on them. The Bible said, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Amen. Folks, we're in a time, we lock down everything. Folks, I'm only, well, be almost 55 years old in about a month, but I remember us not locking doors. I remember us sitting in the summertime with the front door open at 11, 12 o'clock and the screen not even latched. Never thought a thing about it. Windows open all night. Didn't have air conditioning. How did I survive all that? Didn't think nothing about it. You can't miss something you ain't never had. I'm in a mess now. I'm spoiled. Air conditioner go out here. Hey, I'm calling for prayer warriors. I'm taking up offerings. We got to fix that. But I, even at my age, remember that. I remember not having to lock your doors in your car. We never locked our doors when we got out at, Kmart or Rose's and Sky City. It wasn't no Walmart. The dollar store, the dime store, the grocery store. I was done up almost probably a teenager before I walked in Westgate Mall. That's right. My mom bought me them off-brand Nikes. They had the stripe but not the name, so I had to get a magic marker and put Nike on the back of them. Mr. Knight couldn't write that day. It was a mess. But look how far we've fallen. This was the 70s. This was the 70s. And now we lock everything. We lock everything. We make sure everything's sealed. Why? Because men have waxen worse. Used to, they'd wait till you left to break in your house. They make sure you went home. Now they'll bust in while you're there. Now you can say, I don't believe in guns if you want to. That's fine. But at my house, we do. And we got a bunch of them. As a matter of fact, I need to buy another gun safe now. I didn't fill one up. I got so many, I don't even know what they are. Sometimes I don't even know what do I have in there. We ain't out to kill nobody, but we ain't out to get killed either. That's the day we're in. Who would ever thought at God's house you'd have to lock it down, put a security system in, and security cameras? We got a fortune in cameras. Honestly, we have no fear. I talked to a man that's 90 years old. He's still living. 90 years old. He told me, he said, before I got saved, he said, I'll be out riding around my friends, drinking moonshine, living ungodly. And he said, we'd have to go to the bathroom. They want to pull into church. He said, I am not using the bathroom on church grounds. I'm not doing it. He said, preacher, I don't see the big deal. You need to. But now God's people will leave bathrooms in a mess. Their pews in a mess. What's happened? The fear of God's leaving us. We have no fear of God. But anyway, Noah walked with God in perilous, perilous times. And you and I can walk with God. Let me give you a thought. And I didn't mention this, but the period when Noah walked with God in Genesis 6, it was a time of spiritual crisis. Folks, my life, God called me to preach at 19 years old, and you begin to study the Word of God, and you get over to the book of Jude, and it begins to talk about the apostates. Now, an apostate is somebody that knows the Word at one time, said he believed the Word, and then completely turns his back on it and goes against the Word and the things of God. And I've met some of those people that I knew at one time. They come in unaware. They want it to seem like they were with God and for God, but they never was with Him. They were apostates. And folks, Noah's in that time, and we see these people in this era that Noah lived in, they rejected three things. They rejected God's Spirit in verse number 3 of chapter number 6. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. That's talking about the time God's going to send judgment. And so therefore, they rejected God's Spirit. God was moving. God's love is merciful. He's trying to get them to repent, but they rejected the moving and the convicting of God's Spirit. Then they rejected the message of God's servant. I didn't mention Noah preached 120 years, and the book of Peter said that, hey, that he was the eighth person and a preacher of righteousness. He was the great-grandson of Enoch. Great-grandpa walked with God, and now here Noah is walking with God, and they rejected God, the moving of God's Spirit, the message of God's servant, and the means of God's salvation, the ark. They rejected all of it, and that's where we are. They'll shake off the Holy Ghost, the Word of God. Don't want any part of that. What a picture of this day. Didn't the Lord say, as the days of Noah were, so shall also be the coming of the Son of Man? That what He said? It was a time of spiritual crisis. It was a time of social corruption. They had material blessings, but they had moral bankruptcy. Verse 5, 11, and 12. I'm not going to read it. Then they had a marital breakdown. They begin to marry out of God's will. Bible said in verse number 1, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. Sons of God saw the daughters of men. That's an unequal yoke. That they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Now here you got going on. What's happening? The godly line of Seth and the ungodly line of Cain begin to mix. We in a time where nobody, and folks, we've had some get married recently, and you know I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the consensus of this world. Here's the thought now. I can't pray about it, so we're just going to try it out. Some of y'all might not be back. We're just going to shack up. You say, preacher, what in the world is that? You're a little too young. They living together, not married, and it's sin. Amen. It ain't God's will. You shack up. Do you understand? Hey, boys, you understand? If that girl's not the will of God for you, and you kiss her, you're kissing another man's wife. You welcome. That's right. Same with you girls. That ain't the will of God for you. You kiss him, you're kissing another woman's husband. And so we need to be prayerful. We need to seek the will of God. Now it's just a thing. So we see during that time, it was a time of social corruption. It was a time of sovereign curse. Verse 5, God saw it. Verse 6, God sorrowed. Verse 7, God said, I've had it. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man, beast, creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I've made them. But in all that, Noah walked with God. In all of that, Noah walked with God. That's a mess. The devil's running rampant. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. We're living it today. We are living it today. Preacher, what makes you so smart about it? I'm not smart about anything. I just read. Y'all ever do that? I just read and believe this is the words of God. This is what God said. Hang on, I'm going to fix and tell you something. Somebody help me. I'm in Timothy. In the last days, perilous times shall come. And all those things listed. All those things listed. Lord, if you don't want me to read it, I just won't read it. What? See, I knew that. This know also, thank y'all, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. That's where we are. That's where we're living. But Noah walked with God during that. Noah walked with God during that. And guess what? Noah walked with God without the indwelling of the Spirit, without a copy of God's Word. Folks, in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God didn't indwell. He came upon and empowered for certain things. Are you listening? Noah walked with God during those treacherous, wicked times, and here we are. We have a copy of God's inspired, infallible Word. We have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. We have a church. We have each other. Noah didn't have his crowd, but he walked with God. So what I'm saying is to myself first and you, there's no excuse for not walking with God in this day. God help me. Lord help me to walk with God. To have a right relationship with Him. No matter what the world's doing, walk with God. No matter how the devil tempts, walk with God. No matter what, we could bend the rules and bend the law, bend this thing and get ahead in life. Just walk with God. Just walk with God. You see the world advancing and the world seems like they're having a good time and no troubles. Just keep walking with God. Because the rain's going to fall. And folks, in our day, it's not going to be rain. God destroyed the earth with water, and He promised Noah that He would never do that again. And there was a token with that Noahic covenant, and that's the rainbow. Well, what's God going to do next? He's going to destroy the earth with fire. He's going to burn it down. I'm glad I'll be in heaven when He burns her down. And you'll see a new heaven and a new earth. The former things will be passed away. But we can walk with God. We can walk with God. Are you walking with God? Are you living for God? Let's all stand. Courtney's coming. Heads bowed, eyes closed. The altar's open. Whatever you need, folks are coming. I need to pray too in here in a minute.